Good morning, everybody. Chester IP Church Devotional Podcast. Let's go. Romans chapter 1. All right, Romans chapter 1 is where we are this morning. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. Just two verses this morning. Beautiful section in the book of Romans. Paul says this: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." This is the primary verse that really sets up the rest of the book, the rest of the book of Romans. The argument flows naturally from these two verses. Prior to this, Paul has introduced himself. He's talked about how he's been set apart for the purposes of God, for the glory of God. He talks about how he prays for the church in Rome. It's in a strategic location. It talks about how he's encouraging them and they're encouraging him and all those kinds of things. That kind of intro and salutary point of the epistle. And now he moves into kind of the thesis statement of the body of the epistle. "I am not ashamed of the gospel," he says. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. When you read the word gospel in the Bible, you read the word good news. It literally means good news, the good news of Jesus Christ. What is that good news? That Jesus loves you, Jesus came, he lived, he died, he rose again. That's the essence of the good news of Jesus Christ. And if you trust in him, you'll have an eternal salvation, salvation that comes, and it's eternal, it's final. Right, so you've been saved by grace if you've trusted in him. You are being saved as you live this life to his glory. And you will be finally made right with God and perfect before God when Christ returns or you go to be with him. And so there is a completeness to this salvation. It's good news. We sin and fall short of God's glory. We all know we've sinned. We all know we've broken God's law. But yet, God has loved us enough to give us Jesus. That is good news if you've trusted Jesus this morning. There's hope for you. Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of that, for it is the power of God for salvation." It's a demonstration of God's power. God's power is seen in his salvation of sinners like you and me. We can't do anything to take care of ourselves. We've sinned and fallen short of his glory. But God has enough power to remake us. God has enough power to deliver us from our sins, to bring us into life eternal, to give us a restored relationship with him, to bring us out of slavery to our sins and bring us into life with Jesus. And so God has power to save. God can do it because God has got plenty of power. If he made us, he can recreate us for salvation to everyone who believes. And so the idea of salvation comes to you, right? Salvation comes to you. Salvation comes to me. That's Paul's argument. It comes to us in Jesus. We hear the good news of Jesus. John would say that Jesus is the true light who enlightens everyone in his prologue. John chapter 1, I believe it's verse 9. But when he talks about how Jesus enlightens everyone, what he is saying there is that when the good news of Jesus, the gospel story, is preached, brings light to darkness. God comes to you in Jesus. He comes to me in Jesus. He comes to the world in Jesus. And so salvation comes to us through Jesus. What we have to do is trust him for salvation to everyone who believes in Jesus. Trust Jesus. It's a free gift. We have to receive it through faith. That's what it boils down to. We'll talk about that as we get through the book of Romans. But he's setting up this whole book that follows. First for the Jew and then for the Greek or the Gentile. Salvation came to the Jews first. Jesus came to his own people. And then he went out from there. He called first the Jews and then he went out to the Gentiles. But anyone who believes has salvation. And then he says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed." That's a righteousness is the character of God is revealed to us. His love, his mercy, his fullness of his perfection. In that Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly, did it all where we couldn't. So the righteousness of God is revealed to us for faith from faith. We'll talk about that more tomorrow, that concept. But we are thankful that God has given us Jesus, and Paul is not ashamed, and so therefore he preached it, and therefore he writes about it, and nor should we be ashamed, because it is the very essence of life and a demonstration of the power of God. I hope you're encouraged to go out and be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. Know that you can trust in Jesus and live forever, and know the joy that comes from walking with him. You guys have a gloriously wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow.